بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم إني ظن اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعيذنا من شرور أنفسنا. This will be a translation of a few verses from Surah Al-Hajj, which was read tonight. Every night, every day, whenever we open Quran, there is a message in Quran for all of us, for the young, for the old. A person who links with Quran, but he has to link with Quran with the words, it's called tilawat. Tilawat means you follow something. You can only follow something if you understand what it is. Our first error that we have made is we enter into Islam with the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. But the second step was then to understand the command of Allah through the book sent by Allah. There we did falter, because of which the Quran came to us without the language. Quran came to us without the language. In the beginning part of Islam, it was never like that. Wherever Islam went, Quran went. Wherever Quran went, the language of Quran went. No khutbah changed, no adhan changed, nothing changed for the people. The people changed for Quran. Then came the time that a great effort was made by the enemy to take people far from Quran. Because far from Quran means far from Islam. If you don't know what your Creator has said, you don't have a relationship with the Creator. There's a world of difference between a man who says to a woman, I want you to go in niqab. And she says, hey, but you know, how many boys go to see a girl? And then on that first morning, afternoon, whenever they're sitting, then he says, you know, but I'm a moana. She says, yeah, me, I'm also thinking of going in the niqab. You know, it's smart, it's wow, like it's, soon as I get married to you, I'm going into the veil. Promises are made. Then he gets married to her. Then he buys the veil for her. And she says, soon, inshallah, as soon as I get my first child, and as soon as I become a granny, great granny, one day she says, as soon as I die, you can put it over my face. Why? Because my husband said it. It's a law. The Moana said it. It's a law. But when someone will read Quran, and he will see how Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has said it. Now it changes completely. Now it's not a law. Now it is from the kalam, the speech of my Creator. And how Allah Tabarak Ta'ala gives laws, no one can give a law like that. The way he explains, it's a king explaining to his slave. But in the wording of a lover to the one he loves. You have to have this feeling of Quran. People read Quran, they cried. Lives changed immediately. Me and you, we hold this Quran, we look at it, we say, I love you, but this language. Slowly, slowly, an effort must be made. This is not for the ulama only to understand Quran. This is for all of us. If you further invest in a tafsir of Quran and start looking at it, but translation is like somebody else scratching your back. You can carry on telling him the itch is not there, it's there, it's there, it's there. Or you just take your own hand and you scratch. When you scratch yourself, you know how it feels. When you read Quran yourself and you relate with the wording, deep meanings of Quran is for the ulama. Surface meanings of Quran is for all of us. All of us. Because everyone got a different problem. And everyone's answer is in Quran. Everyone's answer. A person who has this issue that he got depression, one of the worst things of him is he needs someone to talk to. That person he has to talk to will either charge him, that will make him more depressed, because how much he pays after it. Or that person is a molisab who can't charge. Moranas are the only ones who will do everything for free. But the Morana got no time to listen to his story, so he gets more depressed. More depressed. Well, the depressed person needs someone to talk to, and the man who he wants to talk to don't want to listen. But if a man who's depressed knows Quran, he can sit and read, and read and read, and he'll find all his issues in Quran. It will not just be what we call reading Quran. It will be called relating with Quran. Relating with Quran. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala allowed that to happen here and everywhere. Durus of learning, understanding Quran must start in a very simple manner. Until the time comes that after Fajr is my dars of Quran. I'm learning from Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas. Every day I'm learning a little words, a system is made. First few months is a little bit confusing, but I got my Quran, I got my pen. I'm writing a translation, I'm learning the word Qul means this, A'udhu means this. Slowly, slowly I go into Nahwa Sarf. It's not hard. South Africa, we started it, we found it very easy with the people. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make every way it starts. And after Fajr is everyone's dars. Then you go in the world. Then you go in the world. Oh, I can't leave without my breakfast. Because that is the food of my body. I can't leave without my Quran. Because that is the food of my soul. Then the world will tell us things the whole day. And Quran will tell us something in the morning. And we will repeat it again at night. Surrounded with Quran from the morning to the night. That person will be protected wherever he goes. Allah gives tawfiq, inshallah. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ أَمْلَيْتُ لَهَا. Because what we see happening in the world, sometimes you wonder that those who are dropping bombs on innocent people, nothing happens to them. Why is Allah not dropping a bomb on them? Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, how many nations they have always been? We gave them grace. وَهِيَ ظَالِمَا. When they were oppressing so badly. But we looked at it and we left it. ثُمَّ أَخَذْتُهَا. Then we grabbed. وَإِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرِ. Everything comes back to me. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. Say, O people, I am only to you an open warner. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. So whoever will believe and do good actions, for him is forgiveness and a most noble sustenance, noble reward. As for those people, وَالَّذِينَ سَعُوا فِي آيَاتِنَا. As for those people who make an effort. فِي آيَاتِنَا مُعَاجِزِينَ. Against us. Against our sides. Who make an effort to make us helpless. Those people who make an effort to make us, meaning Allah, helpless. There's a move in the world that Islam must not survive. That people must not come to deen. That everyone must be in drugs. Addiction is now like an arm thing. You're addicted to drugs. You're addicted to medication. You're addicted to pornography. You're addicted to masturbation. Those are ones that the person will say, hectic stuff. Then there is one called, you're addicted to the screen. Screen time. That's an addiction. You would never have understood this meaning of screen time addiction. Say once a person 5 hours a day is on the screen, he's addicted. Now he can't come out. Now how a person has to go to a rehab with no drugs and he starts going like edgy, edgy. Now you tell a person go to a place where there's no Wi-Fi. He says I could go in Jamaat without a Wi-Fi, manage 4 months. Without Wi-Fi I can't manage 4 hours. Even the Wi-Fi became more important than the wife. That's called screen time. You can't leave it. You just look and you look. From a young age, a small child, just addicted. All that effort is to try to make Allah helpless in keeping people on deen. But how much effort has been made, how much is being made, Allah can never be made helpless. When you will go to the haram, you will see Allah is not helpless at all. Around the world, people are coming. You will see a person who was not Muslim a few years ago. You say in an era where the greatest effort is made to make Muslim non-Muslim. How did you non-Muslim become Muslim? Who made effort on you? He says, no one. It just came in my heart. It just came in my heart. Go around the world, you don't see masjids being sold into churches. You've been seeing churches being bought and made into masjids. Say, who's coming? No one comes. The youngsters, everywhere we go, say, youngsters don't read salah. But every place we go, we have a program, we see youngsters. Say, who brought you to the masjid? Did they tell you we'll pay you? Did they tell you there'll be a barbecue? What brought you here? There was something much more entertaining outside. They made an effort to make Allah helpless. But no one can make Allah helpless. For Allah has a certain pull. He just calls on the heart and the heart's response. Just calls. So Allah Tabarakullah says, as for those who will continue making effort to try to make us helpless, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ, they are the people of the fire. Thereafter Allah Tabarakullah explains now how the trial will be. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ وَلَا نَبِيٍّ. O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before you, whichever Rasul, whichever Nabi came, which will mean, and after you, whichever good person will come, whichever person will try to make an effort for deen, because he's doing the work of a Nabi, whether he's a muallim, the teacher, the imam, a father who's worried, a boy who's worried, he's a muballigh, he's a da'i, he's a normal man worried, what's happening around? Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, whoever we sent with this worry, illa idha tamanna alqa ash-shaytan fi umniyati, it would always happen that when he would desire something, then Allah, then the devil would create barriers in his hopes. So he would come to a place, he would have a program, I wish I can get so many youngsters. He'll make a jamaat, I wish I can take this group out. I got 15 boys already. But when the day comes to take the boys out, you only got 8. You only got 7. One person's grandmother passed away. One person killed his grandmother, so you don't have to go. You say, my granny also passed away. He said, but your granny passed away 2 years ago. He said, oh yeah, grandfather passed away, sorry. He killed her grandfather. Don't want to go. The man says, eh. Then he goes to somebody else. This one is not feeling well. Now you see the whole jamaat collapsing. And he starts feeling it. The imam opened up a madrasa. He had 5 students, 8 students, 9 students. After 3 weeks, one say, I'm going away. The other one say, I don't like it. He starts becoming sad again. It's not working. This was an exam that Allah always made. That whenever that person had a desire for something, first the devil would create barriers in his desire. فَيَنْسَخُ اللَّهُ مَا يُلْقِي الشَّيْطَانِ. The word fur means, but shortly thereafter, Allah would wipe away the barriers created by the devil. ثُمَّ يُحْكِمُ اللَّهُ آيَاتِ. And Allah would make his sign very, very solid. It would start happening. Going the world, you'll never see a madrasa closed. But you will see how many madaris opened. You will never see a masjid that they say we have to lock it, it's empty. You will see how many new masjids opened up. But everyone will have his story. He'll say, you know, when we started this, it was not easy. When we came here, you asked the pioneers of this, Burnley. When they came, the first Jamaat came to visit me from Burnley. I said, we only heard of Bartley, we heard of Blackburn. Where is Burnley? Then I came to Burnley. Then the best thing is people of England asked me, where's Burnley? They asked me, where's Burnley? If you ask the people of Burnley, where you all came from? Like, said, in the middle, someone had a hope. Let's put up a masjid. Then there must have been a lot of opposition. You Muslim can come, but Islam mustn't come. A Muslim can come. Ahmad and Muhammad is welcome. Islam is not welcome. But Allah Tabarak Ta'ala brought, the first imam would come from India to England. When they brought him, they never even thought he's going to do what he's going to do. You tell him, well, you'll work in one bakery maybe. Maybe you work in the shop. We just need you for salah. He said, no, I want to teach. He said, no, don't worry about teaching. You teach in India. We just want you for salah. He said, I want to teach. The very person who brings him becomes his enemy. What you want to teach for? But when Allah makes it, you see, when you plant a seed, the first that happens is the seed doesn't grow, it disappears. And the ground after it becomes so hard that you actually think the seed is gone. But the time comes where the thing just sprouts out. When it sprouts, sometimes you even forgot I planted the seed. Sometimes the one who planted the seed passed away. And he never lives to see the tree. But in that world of the grave, he is told, you never make a tree, you made an entire forest. Because one tree became 10 trees, 20 trees, 30 trees. It just grows. This is the meaning, ثُمَّ. Firm means shortly thereafter, Allah removes the barriers. ثُمَّ, ثُمَّ means and thereafter. Meaning a while thereafter it becomes solid. A while thereafter it becomes solid. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah has knowledge of everything that's happening. He knows who planted what seed. And Allah is full of wisdom. He knows when to let it happen and when to hold it back. Our job is, wherever we are, you in school, you in university, you see the tide moving against you. So you say, let's do something. But it's just not working. Remember, no Nabi, no Rasul ever came in the past. We are not a Rasul and a Nabi. So ours is going to be the same. As soon as there was the desire for good, first barrier is the devil. First barrier, no way. A girl, a thought came in her mind. I will enter in this house, I'll wear the niqab. She says to her husband, you know, I'm thinking of wearing the niqab. He says, so happy, let's tell mommy. When he goes to tell his mother is threatened. That suddenly people will say, you know what, your daughter-in-law is more pious than you. So now the mother-in-law comes out, no, you in this family, you can't wear niqab. Because we got peace in this family. And Allah loves the family, must be united. Now if you're going to put the niqab on now, your brother-in-law will feel uncomfortable. His heart is very clean, don't worry, he don't look at you with dirty eyes. The mother-in-law becomes like a apa. She'll give the fadail. First barrier, where you were supposed to get support, the devil immediately put the barrier. A mother-in-law is not the devil, but the devil made her say what she said. But that daughter-in-law says that, you know what, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Very soon after that, Allah removes the barrier, that the mother-in-law starts wearing the niqab. She starts wearing the niqab. Thumma, thereafter time goes, you become so solid, that when you go in that house and you ask them, what's the time when there was no niqab in this house? They say, yeah, maybe once upon a time. We can't even remember. How can there be no niqab? It becomes so solid, so solid. This is deen. Whoever is ready to make the first step, you will find barriers. But Allah will remove the barrier. And when it becomes solid, you might not be alive in this world to see it solid. But in the grave and in the year after, you will see that you are a nation yourself. You say, you planted, it grew. How Quran explained it. How Quran explained it. لِيَجْعَلَ مَا يُلْقِي الشَّيْطَانُ فِتْنَةً. If Allah wanted, there would have been no barrier. Allah said, I made the system like that. So that the barrier created by the devil can be a trial for those people in whose hearts there are sickness. Because there'll always be someone who don't want to. So when he gets the barrier, he gets happy. So Allah says it's a trial for him. وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَفِي شِقَاقٍ بَعِيدٍ. The oppressor, he is always very, very far from the truth. And he will always oppose it, shiqaq. He'll oppose it. وَلِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Allah Ta'ala said the second reason why we put a barrier, so that the people of knowledge will understand this is the truth. Because if it was not the truth, there'll be no barrier. And I want you all to remember this. As we go forward into what is called moving faster into the era of the Dajjaliyat, a deceptive movement, how do you pick up what's the truth and what's the deception? When you find no barriers, when you find a shaitani world opening their arms, when you find them ready to support you, to help you, to aid you, you say, this don't make sense at all. For the truth has barriers. When there's no barriers, it means something is wrong here. Something is wrong. So that the people of knowledge can understand, أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُ. This is the truth. Otherwise there would have been no barriers. فَيُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ. They would immediately believe in it. فَتُخْبِتَ لَهُ قُلُوبُهُمْ صَمَّتْ. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Remember, Allah will continue guiding the people of Iman to the straight path. Remember, Allah will continue guiding the people of Iman to the straight path. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make me and you from the people of Iman. This is a road you have to walk on. No one ever said Sirat-e Mustaqim is an easy road. It was always said it's a straight road. But straight roads are not always easy roads. Side roads are sometimes very nice. The straight road, if you come in South Africa, the road is straight. But there is so many potholes. Potholes. That you'll have a puncture here. There's taxis. You'll have an accident there. There's hijackings. Your car will reach, but you will reach without the car. There's a lot of things. It's all on the straight road. But in the ending, the destination is at the end of the straight road. The destination is not at the end of the side road. That's why all the problems stay on the straight road. No one's going to bother on the side road. So if you take off a side road, a road of entertainment, a road of luxury, a road of moving with the tides, how they dress, I dress, how they talk, I talk, how they walk, I walk, then you will find no problems on the side road. They will happily accept you, but Quran has made it clear. Total happiness, the world of kufr, will never have with a Muslim until the Muslim himself becomes a kafir. Quran has made it clear. Total happiness, they'll hug us. But we are never theirs until we become theirs. Total happiness will be when we become theirs. One on the straight road has got a problem. It's a road where everything is. All the problems, but the destination is at the end of the straight road. Our destination is there. From the time me and you were born, maybe I don't remember, you don't remember, someone did give the adhan in our right ear. Someone gave the iqama in the left ear. Maybe we don't remember. Before we came in the world, Allah Ta'ala asked us, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your Rabb? And we all said, Allah, who else? Maybe we don't remember. But just not remembering doesn't mean it never happened. It happened there. Then it happened here. The adhan, the iqama. Then life started. Then we started moving. As we grew bigger, we forgot a lot of things. But it is in the heart somewhere. That heart is what brings us, me and you today. But that man knows that there is something I'm missing. In a world of luxury and entertainment, something brings me back to the masjid. Something makes me open Quran again. Something makes me look at it, I don't know what it means. Something makes me come for the Taraweeh, I don't know what the Imam is reading. I'm counting the nights, I don't know which night it is. Eh, khatam is soon. Ramadan is going fast, lucky, a few days left. But something is bringing me. Something is making me fast. I don't even know why, I don't relate with it. But there is something, that something is something we forgot. That which we forgot, if it's so powerful, imagine what happens when we start remembering it. That remembrance is what Quran says, I have revealed the Quran for you as a reminder. That reminder comes when we now understand Quran. And when we read it, now we're remembering it. Now in Quran I'm being reminded of my meeting with Allah. In Quran I'm being reminded of the promises I made to Allah. Quran knows me and you. Quran speaks to us when you're in problems, I know how you call out to Allah. And as soon as I take you out of the problems, I know how you behave. That's me, that's you. When somebody else tells us you bear wafa, we get angry. But when Quran says, oh my slave, why are you so bear wafa? Bear wafa means disloyal. Then you'll cry. When Allah says, oh my slave, you have oppressed yourself, why don't you come back? Then you'll cry. To understand Quran is our first way on this road. Rasulullah spoke of Sirat-e Mustaqim. He said, right at the front of this road is Quran inviting us. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Allah will continue guiding the people of Iman إِلَى صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمٍ But stay on the path, stay on the path, stay on the path. But the hadith has mentioned, how will Allah guide? How will Allah call? Nabi ﷺ said, at the front of the road is Al-Quran. And Quran carries on speaking, speaking, speaking. It wants me to start listening, listening, listening. Allah Ta'ala create in this masjid, in the masajid, in all the countries, that everyone's relationship again has to be established with Quran through the Arabic language in the light of Quran and the authentic sunnah of Rasulullah SAW. What a good teacher in the correct manner, but it has to happen. For the men, for the women, for the young, for the old. greatest gift a father can give his child is the gift of Quran. But that means the word and the meaning. That boy, then he goes out, wherever he goes out, he will go with a message, not of the father, not of the mother. Most the father can say, oh my son, Allah look after you. Oh my son, behave. Oh my son. But when Quran speaks, Quran really speaks. It says, oh my slave. And Quran then tells us our secrets. Oh my slave. Every page is, oh my slave. Oh my slave. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala link us all to Quran. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه Allah, whatever is the truth, let us realize the truth and grant us the ability to follow the truth. وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا وَرَزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابًا And Allah, that which is false, that which is a deception, Allah, allow us to be able to see it as a deception and allow us to stay far from it. Allah, protect every one of us from all fitan, from all trials. Allah, protect every one of us from the fitan of Dajjal. Allah, protect every one of us from the fitan of Dajjal. Allah, protect every one of us from the fitna of Dajjal. Allah, protect every one of us from punishment in the grave. Allah, protect every one of us from difficulties on the day of Qiyamah. Allah, protect every one of us from ever falling into your anger. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sakhatik wa ghadabik wan nar. We seek your protection from your anger in the fire of Jahannam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridhaka wal jannah. We ask for your happiness and we ask for paradise. Allah make us all the inheritors of Jannatul Firdaus. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillah.